Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Your spirit is how you feel, but you have the power within. But you still be strong when life knocks you down. You can get back up, even when you fall down. And when you feel there's no other way, all you have to do is we
Let's get unhailed. All right. Technology today. I need to do a show on technology today. Because now I see why they say that these youth, our youth, are going to be involved in some digital divide if we don't get them properly up to speed on all the technology. So good morning, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I hope you enjoyed our opening song this morning, Gotta Believe. Oh, my God, you got to believe. You got to believe in yourself, you know, and because if you don't believe in you, who will? Who will? You know, some people have learned years ago that that's how you get a concept of who you are, is by how other people treat you or other people receive you. You know, like when you're real little, they've done lots of studies when children go off to nursery school and what have you, when they start really coming into contact with so many other children. So how do you see yourself? If you don't believe in you, no one else will. And I'm so glad that we're talking about that this morning. That's what's our opening song. But I'm looking at our guest this morning, who is the awesome, wonderful woman who is doing so many great and wonderful things. She's an entrepreneur extraordinaire, and I know she's not used to being on the other side of the mic, probably, in terms of being an interview. She's used to being on the other side of a mic, that's for sure. But to be interviewed, because, let me tell you, our guest this morning, Diana Washington Flagg, and good morning, Diana. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well, we can hear you loud and clear, which is always great. So we want to say good morning to those of you who are tuned in to the broadcast and just want to welcome our guests to the show today. You know, All About Entrepreneurs, we have been featuring all types of entrepreneurs from every spectrum of society. We've had entrepreneurs from the financial industries. We've had entrepreneurs from the Christian world. We've had entrepreneurs who are stay-at-home moms. We've had entrepreneurs who work a full-time job and also run their business, such as myself and other people who also do the same, who are holding down, yes, full-time jobs and full-time entrepreneurship. And then there's that's a new wave, you know. That's pretty new. There are people that have done it, but there are more people doing that today than ever before. Because, you know, Diana, what I've come to find out is that a lot of people realize that you can't put all your eggs in either one basket.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
You can't just say, well, you know, because I tried it. Now, others may try it and may work for them. But I know when I quit my job and said, okay, I'll just go out there and be an entrepreneur. But guess what? Yeah, okay, I heard that little expression there, Lady Flag. You probably talked about that. I know, right?
Right, 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 right. I mean, you know, you said you quit your job. Well, how about ones that did not quit but was forced out the door to start doing it?
But yeah. What about that? Now,
right.
You know, and then like when we could say to people afterwards, is how's that working for you?
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly. And so that
no
would be.
Go ahead. That would be what?
That would be my testimony right there.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the. Well, we can hang our hats right there. Well, but you know, Lady Flag, well, I still call you Lady Flag, you know that. But, you know what, you probably say to yourself, man, these some people, they just ain't going to never. But
that's
Lady Flag,
right.
You know, we know you were First Lady, and you and your husband, Pastor Lamont Flag, God bless you all, some powerful people, I'm telling you. And I don't know, in all these years I've been on radio, I don't know why I haven't had you on, you know, before this. But probably wasn't because I couldn't catch you. You're so busy. You are one of the busiest, and I mean that in every respect of the word in a good way. You are one busy lady, but you one of those people that they say, if you want something done, give it to the busiest person.
Wow.
You say that in corporate America. If you want something done, give it to the busiest person. And that's a lot of times people do anyway.
Yes.
That's the person,
yes.
Too. So, yeah, but Lady Flag, you got to tell us, Diana, God bless you, about some of the things. Now, I think one of the things that I think the most exciting thing, you know, like when I first met you, somebody told me, well, you want to get your program marketed. I was doing an event, a Christian Women's Conference I was hosting, and I said I wanted to host this conference, and somebody told me, you need to contact Lady Flag. And at that time, I didn't know you. That was about 5 years ago. And they said, you got to contact Lady Flag. And I said, well, I don't know Lady Flag. They were like, what? You don't know Lady Flag. And you're hosting events, Diana, you need to know Lady Flag. And so that's when someone had, you know, put me in touch with you. They were like, I was like, well, why do I need to know her? They were like, oh, she is the marketing guru. She will be marketing. Yes, that's what I'm just telling you. What's going around about you, lady?
Wow!
Look, lady, you just talked to town. So they were like, oh yeah, you want to get your program marketed? You better contact Lady Flag. And then a few other people had said that same thing. And so finally, I was able to catch you. Came to an event where I was with Pastor Rebecca. And
yes,
you were promoting an event there.
Yes.
Somebody have a play. And
yes,
you were promoting that play. And they said, yeah, she's on the radio. She does this and that. You know, she's the lady.
Well.
So I was so So that was one thing, was the whole marketing thing, right?
Yes.
And then several years later, you started your own book club.
Yes.
You started your show, Women's Empowerment. You know, of course, I love those words, empowerment, women. So Women's Empowerment Book Club, you started that from scratch, and now it's a book club that reaches all over the world with thousands of women that you empower. So I'm going to have you talk about that and talk about how you got into the business of marketing. What does it take to get into that field? And what are some of the key nuggets? Because as this is on. And then the third thing, now, I ain't going to tell y'all how wonderful this lady can sing, but she could be on Bobby Jones every week. Let me tell you, this woman can sing, y'all. I don't know why she don't have a few CDs out there. But, and she might. I don't know, because Diana know how to keep secrets. let me tell you. And recently she did a vision board party. Now, I mean, she does them. Not that wasn't her first one. She does them. But I was able to go to this particular one to see firsthand what she does with her vision board party. And it was phenomenal. Wow. And I couldn't even say to the end, but from what I saw, it was amazing. And I happened to know that the vision, and we had a lady on Tuesday night, Sarah. Mm-hmm. But this woman does, she brought her life back from just having a dollar and 3 children and a husband that walked off on her to now she's a millionaire. And this lady used the vision board to get herself back on her feet.
Yeah.
So first, I'm going to have you talk about all of that and throw in there how you end up working at a Christian bookstore. I mean, you just amaze me. Got a lot going on. So that was your bio in case the people didn't recognize it.
Nice. But I am so honored to be with you, Coach Lalisa. I mean, it's a privilege. Definitely. I'm just floored right now because a lot of times when you're doing things, you don't even feel like you're being recognized because of what you're doing. And I do get a lot when I show up at different places that my name is out there to even people who I've never even met before, but they so happy when they see me. They're like, yes, that's who I was telling you about. That's who you need to connect with. And I'm like, well, Lord, what in the world are they telling these people? And and then, you know, to host other people events, and they're Googling me and saying, yeah, I've seen your work, and I had to come and see how you do, and, yeah, you fit exactly what I need done. And I'm like, oh, goodness. So it's kind of scary, but it's also a blessing because, you know, sometimes for me, like I said, how it all started, for me to even start any of this is definitely a passion. Someone saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself, and I have to always give her the credit everywhere I go, especially when it came to PR and marketing. I went, it always happened for a vision for me, live in 3D, and I went to hear one of my sisters in Christ, Keisha Cohen, who was ministering. She was releasing her CD, and she was doing different things, and it had been out there a while. And when I heard the minister and song, I said, oh, my goodness, they need to be going places. They don't need to just be here in Jersey. They need to be going around nations. And after the concert was over, I told her about it, and I said, girl, you got something going on. It was Keisha Reynolds and Anointed Vessels. I said, you got something going on here. I said, you got to get this bigger than what it is. Next thing I know, I get a call the next day. Can you be my manager? Manager? I said, I know nothing about being a manager. I know nothing about conducting anything. But after I researched that thing, and she was like, well, she began to tell me what needed to be done for her ministry and for it to get going. Next thing I know, I'm creating letters. I'm sending out information to different churches and organizations, and just saying, if you need a recording artist to come and host your event, you know, this, that, and the third, and I'm sending out through blast, through email, through everything. Lord and behold, I didn't know I was marketing. I didn't know what I was doing. All I know is that I heard the request, I heard her vision, and I ran with it, and I began, and I can't tell you how many doors have begun to open up. It opened up so wide for her, Coach Lisa, that her recording label, her recording label contacted me and asked me, can I do this for all their recording artists? And I'm like, what? They had done set me up a voicemail to receive messages. They had sent me a credit card machine. Like, they just set me up. I got hired, and they didn't even know I was hired there.
Wow.
So it all took off from her seeing something in me that I didn't even see in myself. And from that ground level, from that foundation, established a lot of relationships with a lot of different people, people I did not even know, but became acquainted with them for her ministry to go forth. And, ooh, we was going somewhere everywhere. I can't tell you. And I was a mother of six girls, traveling like crazy, and worked a full-time job. And my husband wasn't pastoring there. He was the minister of music and everything, but he wasn't pastoring at that time. However, when the shift came, because the shift had came as far as the marketing and PR went, promoting, now the Lord now launches my husband into ministry. And he accepted the call and everything. So now here it is. I'm putting him out there. I'm doing repeating the whole cycle again. You know, we want to welcome a new pastor who has accepted the call, and I'm writing up another letter, and I'm sending that out. And we did a big service, and I can't tell you how packed the hotel. We established it at the hotel on Frontage Road here in Newark, and the place was packed. It was standing room only, and I was just blown away. But not only was I blown away from just the response of people gathering and coming and congratulating and all that good stuff, I then had a problem because I said, okay, I know his place, I know his position, I'm grateful for it, but what is my purpose, God, in all of this? What am I supposed to be doing in all of this? I know I can do the PR. I know I can do the administrative work. I know I can do this. However, I know there has to be more to Diana than just this, so I need you to birth out of me. What is my purpose? What is my assignment that would attach to his vision? And I remember December 31st, 2010, still working my full-time job, still having a passion to put things out there, and Lord knows if anybody is doing anything, I love to put the word out because you never know who needs that, who is waiting for your voice to be heard. So as I'm praying about this and frustrated at the same time, December 31st, 2010, I remember having a dream. And because the Lord uses me in dreams and visions. And I began to, you know, go to sleep or whatever, and I had a dream about being raped, being molested, and by the same sex. And when I woke up that night, well, that morning, I was really, by me having a house full of girls, I panicked because I'm like, Lord, I know you're speaking to me. I really need to know. Is it my children's? I begin to wake them up. Like, okay, we've had this conversation before. If anybody has touched you, I don't care if it's in this house. Outside this, I need to know. They're like, no, Mommy, no. None of this happened before. And I'm like, okay. So I'm still not settled because there's somebody around me, somebody that has been violated, and I don't know who it is. So I begin to ask my husband. I never really want to bother him because we're about to go into a new year, and I know he's preparing himself for, you know, for to minister the word of God, you know, because that's the only time some people really get to come, you know, out to the house and get what they need. But I couldn't hold it anymore. So I went to my husband, and I told him about the dream that disturbed me, and all he said was pray. I said, pray? What do you mean, pray? I did that.
Right. Oh. First thing I did.
Okay, I did that already. I got up this morning with prayer on my lips. Okay, sometimes it's already in my heart going forth. So I'm like, okay. But to fast beat the story, got in the shower, and the Lord, it's something about the bathroom. I don't know about you, Coach Lisa, but it's something about the bathroom. The Lord speaks to me a lot in the bathroom. I could just be sitting there or whatever, and he would deposit. Well, I was in the shower and preparing myself to get ready for work, and the Lord began to speak, and he said to me in the shower, it's coming another way. And I said, okay, God, what do you mean it's coming another way? He said, it's coming through a book. And I said, through a book? And I'm like, well, God, we read the word of God. We, you know, we deposit this into the people, and we speak it, we teach it, and we reach. What other way are you saying is coming? And he said, it's coming through a book. And he took me back to an author I met 2 years ago. And you know this author, too. And when I thought about that and the title was a book, Nobody's Business, I said, wow, yeah. God, because when you think about a person who's been violated, been raped or molested, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to discuss it. They'd rather just keep it hidden, although they're hurting and bleeding on the inside. And they just don't want to, you know, expose that thing. And and that book, Nobody's Business, written by Pastor Rebecca Simmons, it talks about all of this. It has a whole lot of drama in it. And I remember when I met her, I asked her if I was to put a bunch of women together. Did not know, because sometimes you'll speak some stuff and don't even know what you're talking about. Speaking through you, he's about to release something, and you don't even realize he about to place you and put you into your purpose. You've been doing it, but you didn't know it. And I said, okay, would you sit with some women and discuss about your book? She said, you know what, I used to do that a long time ago, and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. She said, sure, I would do it. So I said, okay. I revisit that conversation at that date. I said, okay, well, how am I going to, you know, he said, you're going to title it. He gave me everything. You're going to title it Women Empowerment Book Club. I said, ooh. Wow. Okay, and he told me, he gave me my foundation scripture, which is Jeremiah 29:11. And then he also gave me also this to stand on, Proverbs 3:5-6. And I'm like, okay, because a lot of times when you're coming into your purpose, you get a little, you know, a little scary, a little, God, did you really tell me to do this? I'm not sure if you told me to, or should I? Because, you know, when it's your passion and when it's your desire, sometimes you get a little shooken up if you're on the right track, because you come into bruises and bumps and all of that different stuff too. So as this thing began to birth out of me in the breaking of another year, I said, okay, I'm going to take a risk, because when you are entrepreneur, you got to take some risks. Some stuff that you just, woo, it can be scary. And Lord knows this was scary to me. And I put it out there. I began to market it, and I put it out there. I made arrangements with the author. And after I made arrangements with her and set up the session, and I said, you know what, I'm going to start this by conference call, and I'm going to introduce the book. And I remember, Coach Alisa, when I put it out there on Facebook, when I sent it out through all my distributions and everything, this one particular radio personality host hit me up on my back wall and said, Lady Black, when you start this, be consistent. You cannot start this and stop. I know a lot of people are going to grab hold to what you are bringing forth. Now, mind you, this radio host was Denise Hill, who hosts WLIB. She's been on Harvest Radio. She's been on IBN. She's been on Power Praise, too, and so many other radio stations. Now she's located in Washington, D.C. And I'm saying to myself, wow, to get that from her, I felt good. It was almost like God was really stamping his approval on what I'm doing, but through the flesh, through someone else.
Yes.
Who can identify what was going on. And I'm going to tell you, Coach Alisa, when I birthed that Women Empowerment Book Club with that book, oh, my goodness, I can't tell you how many books left from Pastor Rebecca at that time that flew off the shelves. I can't even put a number to it because, again, I was in this for a ministry. It was not a business to me at that time. And after we launched that ministry, Women Empowerment Book Club, and the first introduction was a conference call, I got sick 5 minutes before the call. And I reached back out to Denise Hill, and I said, oh, my God, I said, my call is going to be starting in a few minutes. I don't know what to do. And she said, well, what's the name of the book? I said, Nobody's Business. She said, talk about the title. She said, nobody has it yet, right? I said, no, it's not, you know. I'm introducing it today and live, and I'm going to talk about it. And she said, well, when you get on that call, just talk about the title of the book. Don't even, you know. And I said, okay. Hung up the phone, went in the bathroom, and I said, God, have your way.
Yeah.
Because you got to let this nervousness and this feeling sick die out. Now, as you can see, I have no problem talking. I have no problem with that. But it was just that it was a new baby that I'm about to get into. Don't know, never been in a book club before. Don't know how a book club is to be ran. I tried to Google book clubs to see how they ran, and it would not come through. I was doing radio, Coach Alisa, on IBN, and I had an author in my studio who was telling me about her daughter being in the book club, and I was like, yes, God, finally you're connecting me with somebody who is in a book club. And that thing shift where I couldn't even connect to even go to see how that book club was ran. So, again, it took me back to the scripture God gave me, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to direct you. I'm the one that brought you to this, so I'm going to bring you through it. So I trust God. I got on that call, and Coach Alisa, I thought it was going to be like a 10-minute little introduction. I'm not going to tell you. We had over 52 callers on that one line, and that call lasted every bit of an hour, about an hour to an hour and a half, where just the title. And I'm telling you, it has been a blessing every because I took that leap of faith of birthing that baby, then God began to allow me to tap into other doors, such the radio, such as TV. Everything, a prayer line, everything just started coming through a full circle where things were just blowing up before my eyes. This right here, like you said, you had your show and you didn't know, you know, why you never asked me. It wasn't my time yet to come onto your show. It wasn't my time, but it's time now because I used to, Coach Elisa, I used to pray, and I know some other people are saying the same thing too. I used to pray and say, God, I'm pushing everybody else, but how do I get the word out even more? Because it's not about me, but it's about you and about what you have given unto me. How do I make this thing go bigger than what it is? And look at here. He's opening up other avenues. He's opening other avenues. So then my frustration came because I was like, Lord, I create, you know, God has given me so much creativity, so much. And it's probably in me like that, Coach Elisa, because by me being the only girl in my family, I had two older brothers. So a lot of things I had to play imagination with by myself. I played by myself. I created church services by myself, would line my stuff animals up, take the little glass doorknob off, and that would be my microphone, and I would be the pastor, and I'll be preaching to those animals, and I'll go to shouting, and then sometimes I would make up imagination other things with my mother's shoes, and just a lot of creativity would come out from my younger days. And now it's just come to a fuller circle where the Lord has given unto me, especially dealing with authors, that I have to read their material. And after reading it, I'm praying. Before I even read it, I pray. Because sometimes you don't know what's in the book, what contains in the book, even though people, because I've noticed that he's given me a lot of leaders to deal with. But even dealing with that, I have to pray before I even open up the book. Because whatever you intake, you got to understand that that thing will register in your spirit. So I have to definitely pray about a lot of things that come my way. And when I read it, then other things I see that God will allow me to create out of your books. And I bless God because some authors don't even see it. And, you know, like, wow, this could be a workbook. Yes, it could be a workbook. This could be that. And this needs to be a play. And that needs to be a skit. And we could turn this into a murder mystery. And this is how the Lord allows me to create different venues, vision boards, and let's go to the next phase, because I don't believe when God gives something to you, he does anything haphazardly. He wants everything to be complete. He wants everything to be whole. So, and we have to deal with the whole man, heart, mind, body, and soul. We got to deal with that. And I thank God, because if it wasn't people such as yourself, Coach Elisa, such as the other authors that the Lord allowed me to build an established relationship with, a lot of people would still be around here hurt, busted, broken, disgusted, don't know how to begin their businesses and don't know how. But if we put everything in the hands of God, he will definitely direct our path. He will lead us. But we got to trust him in this season when we begin the business. Now, the business side, and I'm going to flip it there and then I'm going to decrease. But the business came because, again, like I said, mine started from a ministry. I worked 9 to 5. I financed everything. I didn't ask for people anything. When I created the venue, I put the money up front. I paid for so many books, Lord Jesus, to be a blessing to other people. And after such of that, I said, God, and like I said, some of y'all walked off your job. Well, I was called off mine. The Lord told me I was leaving off mine. And I said, well, how in the world am I going to be able to finance what needs to be done? Because, I mean, okay, so unemployment. Got the unemployment. I was still able to do. But what happens to when the unemployment runs out?
I know that's right, because it will run out.
Hello. They said you can't collect another dime. What happens? He takes you back to his word. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. See, I was trying to still figure this thing out. Like, I don't understand. I knew you was calling me. I knew I heard the word move. But I knew all of this was coming to an end, but I thought we was moving down south. And then I was getting a little discouraged about that, too. And I was to the point like, okay, it's so much to release, but, you know. But I began to pray about that day. Anytime that you can finance God, that you think you can finance what God has given unto you to do and to bring forth, then you gotta question that. especially when you're taking out your own pocket and you neglecting your family and you neglecting the things that needs to be done in your home. And God does not want us to operate like that. He doesn't.
Mm.
And like I said, things begin to dry up. And I said, okay, God, I'm trusting you. I'm still going forth. I'm doing what I need to do. But I need to know how this is going to work. How am I going to be able to finance what needs to be done? And I'm not going to quit, even though I wanted to give up because it was getting tight. I can't do the venues. I can't do this. I can't do that because it costs money when you're using other people's places. And I'm going to tell you, the more I begin to get closer to things, and I'm like, okay, I done set the date. I done did this. But, God, I'm lacking paper, I'm lacking printers, I'm lacking copiers, I'm lacking, because I'm not, you know, in those positions anymore. I can't tell you, Coach Lalisa, within the same week of a function, I got a phone call from my cousin saying, Diana, I got about a case of paper, Xerox paper, at my house. Wow. Come pick it up. Then I said, okay, God, you doing this thing. You doing this thing. And then I said, okay, well, I'm going to make the copies. Who going to do my program? My program already written up. It's already outlined. Everything is done. But who going to run this? One of the pastors, overseer Joel Parrish, hit me up and he said, listen, bring the programs here. Let me see what you're doing. Tell me about it. I brought it to him. He did my program exact. I never told him how I wanted it done. He did it exactly how I visioned it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Can I tell you when I wanted to pull the plug at the last minute? I'm talking about the event was on a Saturday. I wanted to pull it Friday night. I had a sister in Christ all the way from Florida who I've never met, she always come on my show, always on my page, always come in at the nick of time when you have poured out so much. She will always pour back in, and then we get going again on certain things. I remember calling her that same week and saying to her, God is going to finance for you to get up here. We're going to meet each other, and I ain't going to have to pay a dime for you to come, and you're not going to have to come up here and do a ministry or work or anything like that, but you are just going to be able to come. Lalisa, last year, 2013, September, the Lord made a way that week for her to be here for that service that was that Saturday that I was about to pull the plug on. She got paid her way to get here. Okay? And I'm like, wow, God, you really blew my mind. Everything started lining up. I'm so grateful that I did not pull the plug because the place was standing room only. And I said, my God, a promise is a promise. See, when we have a business kingdom mindset, we're not out here to rob, rape, abuse, molest anybody to try to gain wealth. God will supply the need. He is our Jehovah Jireh. That means he will provide for what's needed, for what he has birthed out of you. We don't have to struggle, strain, be frustrated, wondering how it's going to happen, how it's going to work. If we trust the Lord with all our heart, with everything, be open and honest. God, I'm lacking in this. I'm lacking in that. Oh, God, I'm trying to do this thing and obey and follow your lead. As long as we follow his leading of how he told us to do it, stay within those same guidelines, don't compromise, don't waver and all of that, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to manifest. And I give God glory because, like I said, it all started from somebody seeing something in me that I did not see in myself. but had been doing ever since I was a little girl. Did not know it.
Wow.
Did not know it. But he brought it to a full circle. So now what are men doing? They are giving to my bosom. How about that? They're giving to my bosom now so that I'm able to continue the work, that I'm able to continue to push the office forward and build these women, because that's what we're here to build, to encourage, to empower, to do this. My radio show is real talk with real matters and real concerns from the heart, and my TV show is The Rope of Hope. So you tell me God's hand is not all in this. He wants us to get the word out as much as we can with clean hearts and pure minds to do what needs to be done, because there are people that are broken. There are people that want to start a business. And guess what? Because you are anointed for this, because you have allowed such a platform such as this and others birthing their business and bringing businesses forth, it's going to allow the people that say, I don't know or if I can, to do, to take a risk. And I praise God because I took a risk. Yes, I wanted to stop, but every time I wanted to stop, I found myself, God would open up, look, I need you to hit the radio. I need you to go hit the radio. And I'd go hit the radio, and sometimes I wouldn't even have a guest. And let me tell you, someone will always call in, and then they will help me to get back on my feet, to keep on doing. Because we got to understand what whatever businesses God has birthed out of us, because it is a business. Business, it's a ministry. Ministry costs money. Business costs money. It costs to keep things running and keep it afloat because it's a blessing to others. But I thank God that he put people in our lives to continue to build us up, to continue to keep moving forward, because there is purpose and there is destiny. And like I said at the vision board, when there's a dream and there's a vision, it is reality. We are in our reality because manifestations are taking place. And if God promised it to you, go after it. Go after it. Do not quit. Don't settle. Don't sell yourself short. You know your worth. You know your value. You know what you put into it. Go for it. One question I always had was when we're working for an employer or for a company, for someone else's dream, and I used to say to myself, they pay us hourly and they pay us salary. How do they really know, you know, what you're really worth? Because they hired you for one thing and you might be doing multiple of things in several other departments. They got you filling in the gap for this one because that one is out and this one is out. If you can do it in corporate America, can you imagine? Because we got to take those corporate America experiences for where God is taking us to in our business. If you were multitasked then, why can't you be multitasked now? And then understand what your value is. So sometimes what we have to do is sit down and deal with our weaknesses, and if your weakness is like mine, I don't like to really write things out. Everything is really in my head a lot, but sometimes you'll find yourself going dizzy, especially if you get downloads like I do, you would get a little dizzy. So it's good to write, research, and see how much this thing really works, but sometimes you got to come up with your own. What is my value? What is my worth? And if somebody say, oh, that's just too much, you know what? Some things are negotiable, but not everything. Your time is not negotiable. Your efforts of what you put into making your business is not negotiable. It is what it is, and make it in black and white. Put it in stone, and then you walk around. I don't care if you just started. You don't have your first client yet. You walk around here dressed to impress like you got it going on, and you get the word out about what you do. This is my business. This is what God gave me, and I'm going for. I am confident that he that begun a good work in me, it shall be complete and shall be performed until the Lord comes. So I encourage every listener who is starting a business, go for it. Do that vision. See yourself. See where you see yourself at. Where do I see? What is it? Where am I supposed to go? Where is this business? Is it just for this area, or do I sell in many locations? You got to speak this thing into the atmosphere. I spoke it as far as the Women Empowerment Book Club is concerned. I spoke it and said, I cannot see this book club just in Jersey. I see this book club across the globe. Don't mean I have to go there. Because of technology, we can connect, conference call, by television, by radio. So you see how God did that thing? I don't have to go, but they can still connect. The books are going there. Don't mean the authors, I'm sure they want to go and travel and do and all of that. But if your book lands in another country, you're there. You're there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ministering to those people. It's so many things I can say that happened and transpired through the book club out of obedience. And I praise God for every author. I praise God for every writer. I praise God for every person that has been on the radio and on TV. It has done some awesome, great things. My last statement is I asked the Lord one time, and it might have been this week, Coach Delisa, I said to the Lord, is it working? I just wanted to ask that question because sometimes you want to know, is it really working? Well, let me tell you, and I was referring to everything I do. I ran into two classmates that we graduated, went to wherever, everybody got families and everything, and I ran into a classmate just last week. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I said, hey, how you doing? He was like, I said, you don't even remember who I am. And he was like, Diana Washington. I said, yeah, how you doing, David? How you doing? He was like, oh, my goodness. He was like, wow, I see you're doing great things. You got a TV show on Channel 19? I said, what? That blew my mind.
Yes, you do, girl. You got a show, baby. TV show, Channel 19. Hey, Oprah, look out. Here we come. Listen,
come on now.
On network, get the spot, move over. You got
come
the whole.
On.
I've seen some shows on OWN, let me tell you, girl. They got
okay.
room for your show. Listen,
yes.
I love some Tyler Perry, baby. But if they can run, if they can run that show about the neighbors,
come on.
Love that. They can run that. They can run anything. And I say,
that's
I dare
right.
say, you better
that's
get on
right.
there with your stuff and quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because with that little cussing grandmother, look, that little cussing grandmother, I'm not feeling that show at all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
See, I know grandmothers cuss for real, but wouldn't no grandmother be cussing around my child like that?
Right. That's right. We need positive.
You,
we need positive stuff.
Yeah, love you, Tyler Perry, and y'all know you all successful. And I tell you one thing: right is right, and I'm not gonna have no grandmother cursing out people in public.
Right.
I don't even want my grandson to show like that.
Right. Exactly.
I watch a show. A grandmother is just cursing on general principle. GP, you cursing? No. But so on. If Oprah can run that, she can run anything. She all to me. That's Oprah's invitation to say, "Look, y'all, you can see. Guess what? You can be on here too." The only reason we're not on is because we haven't contacted her. We have not sent her the prospectus to show her what our show is. Okay. And you ain't got to worry about what make people laugh because you can buy them little machines that make people laugh.
Right. Right.
They don't
right.
need money. You don't need audience. You need money.
That's it.
Yeah, you can.
And I remember,
you know,
Coach Delisa, even before starting my TV show, I remember, I'm not even a Oprah fan like that, but I remember watching when she was leaving her show and she was celebrating and the balloons were going up and I was in the lunchroom at the job and I remember waving to Oprah. And I said, thank you, Oprah. And this is before I even had a TV show. But I said, thank you, Oprah, for making a way for me.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you're saying, and you're saying just what I was thinking, I said the reason why Oprah don't know about some of us is because we have not tapped in. And you got me thinking right now. I'm like, you know what? I'm about to send her some stuff.
Girl, please. And then send her a reel of that Love Thy Neighbor and say, if you can do this, you can do that. Because
that's right.
Listen, that show, I'm sorry, I don't understand it. I just don't understand anything that, not in this day and age. I mean, not when we got our kids who are cursing out school teachers and throwing garbage cans at teachers, and they are running around here building factories and training folk on how to work in these factories, and we still laughing at ourselves doing that business. I'm not feeling it at all. I guess y'all can tell that. I'm sorry. I'm all for comedy. I'm all for blacks on television. I'm all for loving ourselves. But I'm not for a grandmother that curses at people, her own children, and her grandchildren.
Very degrading. Very degrading.
No, I'm just not feeling that.
I don't even like it to see even adults curse at children anyway. That just turns me completely off.
A respectable mother, a respectable grandmother. So that's respectable. You have a business, but you just turn the whole thing down when you start cursing at people, children in public.
Exactly.
But anyway, I know he's funny, and I understand he's making money. I don't understand it though. That's the point. I love me some Tyler Perry, and I love everything he does. But I just not feeling. I love me some what's the other show that comes on? Better or for worse. I can watch that all night. I can even watch Have Not. But I'm not feeling no grannies.
Right.
I'm not cursing. Oh, y'all, come on now.
Exactly.
If my grandson, now what if he start cursing back at me like that?
Right. He think it's right. It's being exposed, so he's thinking that's the right way to talk.
Yeah, look, my stepdaughter would have me locked up. I'd have to kill the poor kid. Cursing our grandma, I'm sorry.
Right.
What?
I know that's right. They better wake up. They have to. And that's the reason why I had to go ahead with the Rope of Hope, because of things like that. It disturbed me. It disturbed me terribly to see a lot of negativity being broadcast on TV. And I'm like, well, where's the positive? I mean, even if you're going to broadcast something like that, can you please tell me, okay, how I can correct this? How can I rectify? How can I not do this? And that is what the Rope of Hope is all about. It deals with real testimonials, real things that people, if they was on drugs, if they were alcoholics, if they tried to commit suicide, whatever, is for them to tell their story, to throw out a lifeline for someone else who might be dealing with the very thing that you're talking about or that you've experienced, to bring them in a place of hope, like, oh, there is hope for me. So we're throwing out the lifeline through the TV broadcast for people who view it in our area to know that there is hope. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in Newark, a lot of negativity that's going in Newark. But if they was to look at the Rope of Hope on a Wednesday at 4 o'clock, they would see some stuff on there that would pierce their hearts and say, oh, my goodness, thank God I was tuned in today because of where I was. I'm no longer. It's a health line, y'all. It's a help line, and it's a lifeline to bring people back, to give them their bounce back. So I thank God, you know, but like you said, we need, I want that to even go further. I even see it going further than where it is right now, because I've been asked to bring it to Comcast, to bring it to Verizon, and to bring it to New York City, and I'm trying to get it there. I was even offered another network, it's another cable station that wanted me as well. But, you know, everything is timing. Everything is time. I'm not procrastinating or anything like that because I don't like procrastination. Lord Jesus, I don't like it get under my skin. But everything goes in timing. Everything has to be done, you know, lined up properly. So I thank God.
So you're so right when you speak about that timing, and we're going to get everybody, because we're down to the hour, we're going to get everybody your contact information, how people can contact you. We thank everybody for tuning in. You just tuned in. You're listening to Diana Washington Flagg. She's the CEO and founder of the Women's Empowerment Book Club. They have a page on the Internet. She's also the CEO and founder of the Rope of Hope TV show, a television show. You can watch her on television, or you can get a copy of the segment. You can order your copy of any of her past segments. Also, she is her and her husband are the owners and founders of the Power and Praise radio station, where they bring on all types of guests and have people on their show. As you heard her talk about her experiences with being a promoter and a marketer, marketing all types of gospel plays, gospel shows. She sings. Her husband does music ministry, but he's also a powerful preacher and teacher, and so is Lady Diana Flagg. Also, she does vision board parties. She'll do one if you want to host it. She'll come and she'll put it all together for you. I attended one that was held at a beauty salon the other night. It was just awesome and fabulous. Also, she's on the Internet. You can connect her on Facebook. Connect her on Facebook, and she'll give you her website information and any other information that she would like to give you. And, again, thank you so much, Lady Flagg, for coming on the show. We'll definitely, you know, have you back as we're following the things that you're doing as an entrepreneur. She's a certified entrepreneur. She's gone through training to be an entrepreneur, so she actually has the natural background, but she's also had the educational side of it too, because I know you attended that program, and that program is going forth now in so many places now. 12 of the community colleges in New Jersey now have a entrepreneur certification program, so people can now go and actually get a certification in being an entrepreneur, which is so exciting, and I'm so excited about that. Yes. So, yes, Coach, I'm just about to call you Coach Cassandra. Yes, Coach. I mean, they flag Coach to y'all. You know, she's a coach. Everybody's a coach, right? You can be a coach too, right? All you got to do is help people.
That's it.
So we have about 60 seconds left, so I'm going to turn it back over to you, Lady Flagg, to share how people can get in touch with you.
Yes, thank you so much, Coastal Lisa, for having me on your show. And to contact me, Diana Washington Flagg, on Facebook, you can contact me there. You can also contact me at my business office, which is 908-485-6690, or you can reach me by email, theladyflagg@yahoo.com. You need an event done, you need some kind of livelihood, you need some marketing done, you could contact me. I am forever grateful to be able to serve you at whatever needs. All I need to hear is your vision and what it is that you desire to do, and it takes off from there. Just give me that space. You could also reach me at Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, anytime after 3:30 at 1567 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, and that number is 973-923-3410. And I'm just blessed to be a servant unto you. It's all about the kingdom. Amen. God bless you.
Now, tell us again the hours for the bookstore, because we want to, you know, plug that in as well while we're here at the Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore, who've been in business for about, what, 33 years now?
38 years this year.
Oh, my God. No way. Wow. 38
years.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And
I mean, yeah, that's ooh wee, yeah, that's about, yeah, ooh wow, she's going on 40 years. Stop
yes.
by, visit, and tell people the hours of operation and all that they can get out of that Christian bookstore.
Sure, the hours of operation at the bookstore is Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can find over any and everything that you need, whether it's a book, offer envelopes, offering plates, communion sets, gifts, bags, Bibles, Bible bookcase, cards, you name it, it's in the store, candles, you name it, it's there. And you will find our local book authors, my God, they have a special segment just for them, section, in the store. You name what you're going through, we got you. We even got you in prayer. We pray with the customers right there on the spot. So trust and believe. You come on over to Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore, again, located at 1567 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. We are there to serve the community. It's not just a business, but it's a ministry as well. And again, those hours are from 10 a.m. To 5:30 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And you can also visit the website at www.crossroadsoflife.net. And you can find over 200,000-plus items there. And we got robes and clergy shirts and all that good stuff, bulletins, you name it, it's there. Anything to serve your ministry needs, it is there.
Now, did you tell us the day of your prayer line?
Oh, no, I didn't.
The prayer, the number, the day, okay, and how to pray.
Sure. Every Wednesday at 6 a.m. sharp, we have prayer. And I'm telling you, our theme for this year is Family Matters. Our families are first. So right now we are doing Family and Friends Day on the prayer line. Every week there is a designated family that we lift up and a prayer warrior that comes on. So you can join us at 712-432-1500. Access code is 521-764. Again, that's every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Just come open and ready to receive. I promise you, it's not your ordinary prayer line. We do a lot on that prayer line. Besides pray, you get the word, and counseling goes on where people share and open up what they're going through. And I'm telling you, we empower. We leave off changed. We leave off ready and willing. Some of us, I think we left off this week with just love bugs, just going crazy, everybody telling each other how much they love them and texting each other, and it was just crazy this week. So please join us. We're there every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Power of Prayer.
Now, one more thing before you go. Is there anybody you want to give a special shout-out to?
Yes, yes. I want to give a special shout-out to my husband, Pastor Jermont Flagg. I want to also give who is my rib, y'all. I'm not going to go all into it like he do, but that is definitely my husband, the lover of my soul, my Lord, besides Jesus Christ. Amen. But he's the next best thing in line. And also to Coach Tina Lane, who has always been my right hand. When Women Empowerment Book Club came forth, I also want to give it to my sister, a circle, Prophetess Chantel Randolph from Florida, Evangelist Deborah Daniels from Jersey, Minister Shanurel Roundtree of North Carolina, Andrea, yes, from Jersey. So shout out to all of you.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. We know you have to go, ladies. Flag. Thank you so much, Diana, for stopping by and talking with us this morning and sharing your journey, your experiences, and even we got some wisdom from you, some nuggets of wisdom, some marching orders, you know, some things that we can do to make our businesses as successful and to get started. So we thank you so much. Thank you, Coach Fred, and those of you who are tuned in. But we're out of time. We got to go, but we love you, Coach Cassandra, for all those who are part of the AAE show. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't thank you enough. And we'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on LinkedIn. All right. Everybody have a great day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.